final Farm Fresh segment. We're talking with Mr. Tim Peterson of the Arizona Grass Raised Beef Company. Tim, you've said multiple times that it's people want to know where their food came from. In 1964, March edition, Arizona Highways talked about a deodorant that was sprayed by helicopter over the stockyards in Phoenix to mask the aroma because it was hurting the tourism and it wasn't far from the airport.
Don't know anything about that. And that's the great thing about being a first-generation rancher, right? I only know grass-fed beef. I started out in the business as a rancher and started out as a grass-fed beef guy, and that's as far as my knowledge carries me.
You know, and speaking of our beef and being able to access kind of like your some people are connoisseurs of a particular breed. I think of the Tamerlans, and they have that Spanish breed, which is a heritage breed. It's called Criollo. So literally fill your plate. If you go to find a product and you select beef, up will pop anywhere from 20 to 25 beef producers. So you can kind of do a little research on fill your plate and kind of select. And if in Tim's case, for that customer base that they want that grass-fed beef, this is one of the options that they have. And that's what makes it's neat that we have this diversity in the market, that we can have these kind of options as a consumer.
You bet.
Kind of just giving props to that option on fill your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's a good, it's an excellent resource for sure.
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to mention, Tim, is about a couple of weeks ago, you were live on our Instagram Live. Every Friday, we do a Talk to a Farmer or Rancher Friday on Instagram Live, just to, again, give our Arizona families the opportunity to connect with our farmers and ranchers, kind of like we do today and we're doing here on Rosie on the House. Is, you know, people have an opportunity to call in, ask questions. You can listen to learn about our farmers and ranchers. And we're looking at every option in every way we possibly can at Arizona Farm Bureau on how to connect with the farmers and ranchers here in Arizona. It makes it, to me, it's a key opportunity for us today because of all the technologies. And I can't say enough about Rosie on the House, because you connect us with, you know, the locals, and really make me feel like Arizona is home. So we really appreciate being able to do this with Rosie on the House. But Tim, how do you try to connect with your customers, consumers? Do you ever have Q&As? What are some of the opportunities and how you're connecting with your customers?
Yeah, a lot of our chefs and restaurant owners, and frankly, just about anybody who wants to come up and take a tour of the plant, we make that available. We have lots of tours. We have one ranch that we've set up to take chefs and restaurant owners and different customers out on the ranch. We've had them bring drones out and film our cowboys pushing the cattle around and doing gatherings. I try to make myself available to the different tribes. I've done a lot of seminars with the different tribes on through their demonstration ranch, and just trying to help them to maximize the dollars they get for their cattle and what kind of cattle we're looking for. But we're a small local owned company, and we try to make ourselves available as much as possible for any tours or comments.
And at the processing plant, do y'all have like a butcher shop out front that somebody could walk in?
No, we're so busy up there processing. We just don't have the time to sell out of the plant, and it's just but people do come in and do tours, not really so much on days that we're slaughtering cattle, but we give tours of our butcher shop where we're processing and cutting steaks and making ground beef. People really like that. I've taken a lot of FFA groups through the plant out of Casa Grande and Chino Valley and different areas of the state.
And Tim has always and is always making himself available to Farm Bureau in his leadership role. Just like today, it's so great to know all the things you're doing with Farm Bureau and your leadership. And I do have to give props to our feedlot system today because we couldn't feed. We have just highly regulated feedlot systems. And without them, we wouldn't be able to have the wonderful array of beef products that we have in just about every grocery that you walk into. I want to make that note and then highlight the fact that Arizona beef is quality beef, and you can definitely find it on Tim's website with his business.
azgrassraisedbeef.com is the website, and there's cooking tips on there. It's a little leaner, a little less fat, so there's a few different cooking techniques that you'll have to take in mind, and he's got them all listed on his website along with a great shop to whether you're looking for tri-tip or any of the four sausages or you're looking for the prime rib, whatever the case may be. They've got a nice locally raised cut of beef there for you. azgrassfedbeef.com, and then of course fillyourplate.org for a list of farmers and ranchers and recipes, and then azfb.org, you can sign up to become an affiliate member, $60 a year.
Yep.
Support Arizona Farm Bureau.
Thank you so much, Romy.